This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A couple of weeks ago, the new Secretary of Health and Human Services, Sylvia Burwell, said she is going to create two new jobs to run the federal health insurance marketplace, that is healthcare.gov. She's going to hire a chief technology officer, which kind of makes sense given the troubled, shall we say, launch of that website, and also a CEO to have somebody specifically in charge of the thing. There is some speculation that the new CEO could be announced soon, so here's Dan Gorenstein from the Health Desk on what that job might entail.
When you think about it, healthcare.gov is an online store that exists to sell health insurance.
It's a grudge buy.
John Kingsdale was the first guy to run the Massachusetts exchange, The Connector.
Nobody likes to go down to their corner broker's office on a Saturday morning like they do to a car dealer and smell the print on the new 150-page explanation of benefits.
Of course, the federal government's glitchy website only made it harder for consumers to kick the tires on those insurance policies. As last year's fiasco proved, running a public exchange, which covers two-thirds of the states, is uncharted territory for Washington. Kingsdale says, really, it's a more entrepreneurial enterprise than most anything else the government does.
I used to shock my very liberal, left-leaning board of directors at The Connector by reminding them, if you want to talk about enrollment and getting people covered, you're basically talking about marketing and sales.
By announcing plans to hire a CEO, many think HHS Secretary Sylvia Burwell understands this operation requires a business approach with business savvy, which makes sense since this person will work with the state exchanges, consumers, and insurers. Former White House advisor Kavita Patel says if we're going to call this person a CEO, though, we've got to make sure we give them the power of a CEO.
Just like we saw with the healthcare.gov rollout, people didn't have the resources or authority to make the decisions they needed. And in the end, we suffered for it.
While Patel likes the idea of these management changes, it's easy to see how the CEO could get buried in the federal government maze. Not to get too deep into bureaucratic mumbo-jumbo, but this CEO will run what's called the Center for Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight, a bureau within the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, a division of HHS.
Imagine taking a new startup organization and putting it inside of IBM, something that's got, 20,000 divisions with 200 senior vice presidents.
In a statement last month, Burwell said the CEO will have a dotted line straight to her. In other words, this new management structure is supposed to help Burwell stay in the loop, poised to move if calamity strikes. Leadership, though, is just one challenge facing the feds as we approach healthcare.gov 2.0.
Let's say you're Aetna, you're Cigna, you're United, or you're Blue Cross. They're in the middle of doing incredibly complicated bids right now for 2015 with lots and lots of open questions.
Tom Scully was a top HHS official under George W. Bush. Scully says the CEO must understand what it's like to develop new insurance policies and how to get consumers to buy them. Someone, he says, who knows the industry inside and out.
You're probably going to know when somebody's crying, screaming at you, whether they're crying wolf or they got a real problem.
John Kingsdale, the former head of the Massachusetts Exchange, says here's the thing. Healthcare.gov is here to stay. He says that means the federal government must do things like enhance the consumer experience and hold insurers' hands or keep their feet to the fire.
As the exchange matures from the startup to this more commercial entrepreneurial phase, this is a chance for the Obama administration to show the government can learn from the private sector.
Kingsdale says the more HHS accepts that it's running a unique online store and has a role as middleman to frequently overwhelm shoppers and frequently frustrated insurers, the more people get insurance, which he says is the point. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.